seem to confirm the fact that king carp varieties produce the largest, or more to the point, the heaviest carp of all when introduced into super-rich fisheries such as Redmire. Although Chris's fish was, in its natural condition, probably lighter than Dick's record, because upon death it was found to be heavily spawn-bound and have diseased ovaries. Nowadays, so many heavyweight carp over 40 and 50 pounds are being caught from gravel pit fisheries up and down the country. What's more, these are coming from fisheries not even dug, so they didn't even exist back in the Redmire days, meaning we have to re-evaluate the platform which causes carp to grow so large. Frankly, just about any lake or pit that is not overstocked, but which is regularly baited with the amount of high-protein boilies and pellets that modern carp anglers use, is capable of throwing up 40-pound-plus carp. This especially applies to fisheries where the occupants receive loose-fed pellets or boilies all year round. Moreover, it is not necessarily only king carp that grow into monsters. Even carp of the original wild strain, given enough food and without severe competition, have the ability to reach weights approaching 70 pounds. The same original wild strain of common carp, originally transported across Europe from Asia